This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Wednesday as we have items sent to us from the Powell Police Department covering activity from earlier this week. They include an auto burglary on North Bent. Received report of a missing a chainsaw. Officers responded. Case under investigation. Disposition. See case. So, yeah, it's he travels around with his chainsaw, and now he can't impress anybody.
Don't try to impress girls at the bar with your chainsaw.
No.
And they're not cheap.
No,
Looked around, and yeah, they're pretty pricey.
Yeah, and of course, sometimes it's a lot easier just to throw it in the back of the pickup truck.
Oh, yeah.
And then leave it and hope nobody steals it. But people coming by and saying, hey, sweet chainsaw. Nobody's here. Domestic, East Coulter, received report of a family member pushing another. It's the only motivation that he understands. Officers responded, case under investigation, disposition, see case. Guess you just can't push your brother around.
You have been charged with an offensive pushing.
Yep, stop pushing. Animal Stray, South Gilbert, received report of a stray female lab just hanging out in the yard. What's it doing? It's just hanging out.
Now it's having a smoke.
Officers responded, dog gone. Officer located the dog. Owner called to report the dog missing. Owner claimed the dog. Warning, dog at large. Disposition, return to owner. So phone calls, we find the dog. There you go. Let's see, dogs. Traffic complaint, North Panther. Report of a young man on a four-wheeler with a backpack that blew through the stop sign driving very fast, 160 miles per hour. Officer search the area. Four-wheeler was gone. Disposition, unable to locate. Somebody zipping around in a four-wheeler, they look like they're going fast.
True. And there's certain vehicles out there that the drivers don't feel like the traffic control devices apply to them.
No, because they're on a four-wheeler.
Exactly, which can get smucked just as easily as anything else.
Yeah, and he had a backpack, too. Probably had his lunch and pajamas in it. Guessing. Animal Stray, West Coulter. Report of two dogs on the canal bank. Ah, they're going fishing. Officers responded, dogs gone on arrival. Property damage, West 2nd. Received report of graffiti on the property.
Ah!
Officers responded, case under investigation. Disposition, see case. So, might be initials, could be cuss words. We don't know. Mm-hmm. So it's a way to express yourself, right?
Ah.
Yeah, he's expressing himself and by damaging someone else's property. So, suspicious activity. East Coulter received a report of a black GMC pickup parked and running for a while. Officers made contact, and the subject was sleeping. Disposition completed. This at 8 a.m. So, got up early, went and parked in the parking lot, and took a little napski. Kept the car running, though. Got a little chilly.
At least he parked first before he took his nap.
That helped. Property damage, East Coulter. Report of damage to property. Officers responded. Case under investigation. Disposition, see case. Sometimes it's maybe a lawn ornament damage. Sometimes it's somebody running their vehicle into a building.
There
was a report yesterday out at the landfill in Cody, one of the sanitation trucks for Cody ran into the building, and they had to like maneuver around two concrete posts to do it. Like it was like tough to do, took some good driving or some really bad driving.
Depending on your point of view.
Animal stray dog and a black and a golden lab running around in the area. Officers responded, not able to locate them. The owner later called looking for them. What color are they? One's golden, one's black. Disposition gone on arrival. So, disturbance, North Ingalls, received a complaint of someone playing music so loudly The RP's walls were vibrating. He put his ear up to it, and it vibrated it. An officer responded, contacted the person playing the music. They'd said that they would turn it down. So.
It's my favorite song, Turn It Up to Vibrate.
Yeah, and the picture of Grandma fell off the wall.
She doesn't look pleased at all.
Animal stray. The report that while the RP was walking down the street, two pit bulls charged him.
Ah!
An officer responded, not able to locate the dogs. The incident under investigation. Yeah, when you see two pit bulls running at you, you sort of pucker up a little bit.
Just a bit.
Domestic on Julie Lane. Received report of a domestic disturbance. Officer responded, case under investigation. Harassment on South Bernard. Received report of harassment and fraud. An officer spoke with the RP, case under investigation. That's a double dose right there.
Yeah, it is. I'm going to harass you until I can defraud you.
Yeah. So, you definitely need a case there. Property damage, north of Zorka. Received report of damage to a property. An officer responded, case under investigation. Wonder if these might be graffiti, too.
Maybe.
So you don't know. Traffic complaint on East 3rd. Received report of someone driving erratically through town, then ran a red light, and then turned onto North Jones. An officer responded, contacted the driver, who was advised of the complaint. The driver advised someone in front of them hit the brakes, so they changed lanes. He advised the light was changing as they passed through the intersection. So he had an excuse for his...
Of course.
Crappy driving.
I'm the best driver. Everybody else stinks.
Yeah. Animal bite, East Jefferson. Received report of a person bitten by a dog. An officer responded, case under investigation. Okay. Doesn't matter how much you wag your tail.
And the officer came over and said, yep, that's a dog bite.
Yep, and we're still going to be pointing at you, and you won't understand what we're saying about you. But it's not good, so... Auto burglary, East 4th, received report of an auto burglary. An officer responding, case under investigation. We got to start locking up again, Russ.
Yep.
So, I guess, you know, there's a thing on my key fob that has a picture of a lock on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I push that, and it locks my vehicle.
It sounds like a lot of work.
It is quite a bit. You know, you got to actually... put the key in your hand, but it's usually in your hand after you take it out of the ignition. But if you don't take it out of the ignition, you don't do it. So there you go. Traffic stop on East 7th. Traffic stop performed after an investigation. A 38-year-old was arrested on an active Park County Circuit Court warrant. She was able to post bond and was released. This occurring at 8 a.m. So trying to get to work. Oh, wait a minute. You're going to be late. So... let's go over to Cody and find out what happened. They include motor vehicle crash, Sheridan Avenue, RP states, looks like someone swiped her truck. So I'm guessing side-swiped it. Yeah. So parking problem, Bleistein, RP has questions about parking. Well, just park.
Do I have to stay inside the lines?
It's like you're on Bleistein. It's not like you're packed into a big area there. Parking problem, 15th Street, older white car, looks like to have been wrecked, has been sitting there for a while. Disposition, assistance given. See, even the wrecked cars can find parking in Cody. So, harassment, stampede, RP says someone has been stalking him and his co-workers at the above address and his place of employment. Disposition, assistance given. So, it's equal opportunity stalking
is
what it is. Animal stray at Albertson's liquor store. Black and white heeler in the area, unable to locate. So it's one of those drunk dogs that like to hang out. Nuisance complaint, East Carter. RP says her neighbor to the right has three junk vehicles on his property and the grass is high. So she doesn't like it. So doesn't have any... It says assistance given. Yeah, we'll go talk to him. But it's his property. I suppose that they have, you know, some kind of ordinance about junk vehicles on your property. Mm-hmm. So, drug-related, Sheridan Avenue. Anonymous RP would like to report her neighbors at the above address are smoking pot. disposition CK. So it wasn't above address till they started smoking. So
now
they're way above.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're floating. And then you're not sure if they're smoking pot. And then, there goes the pizza delivery guy. There we go. Now we know. Suspicious activity, Valley View Park. RP says there's a suspicious camera that's pointed at the park filming his child's birthday party.
Yeah.
Disposition, assistance given. Not a person, just a camera.
Hmm.
So, let's see, miscellaneous assistance, Cody Law Enforcement Center. RP in the lobby wants to talk to an officer regarding a case. He has evidence he wants to hand over.
Oh, jeez.
So we'll meet you at the law enforcement center. So
evidence? I mean, what, like who really killed JFK?
Yeah.
Or what?
I'm sure that's what it is.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Property lost on Sheridan Avenue. RP says he lost $500 cash on the 24th. He'd like to speak to an officer. He knows what day it was. That's the last time I had $500. So, let's see, citizen contact on Sheridan, out with a male yelling at teenagers.
A time-honored tradition, shaking your fist and yelling at teenagers.
Those teenagers, they're just wacky, wacky. Then miscellaneous assistance, Beck Lake Park, dispatch received a call about a big ball of fire in the general area. The fire school might be doing their nighttime burn, dispatch handles.
Go down to the big ball of fire, hang a left, and you can't miss it.
Yeah, they had the fire school in Cody over the weekend, and they do a big burn out there. And so somebody saw it, and
it's a big ball
of fire. I wonder
if
they got on the burn board, though. So
yeah, interesting.
And then welfare check on 8th Street. RP would like a welfare check on her husband. He is down for fire school. This at 138. So called the police. Should have called the Silver Dollar.
Oh, I'm sure he's bunked down with all the other firemen at 20-2. He screamed out, last call!
Anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter. Brought to you by Aldridge Do It Center, where they have fire extinguishers for your big ball of fire. Check them out. Anyway, appreciate the Powell Police, Cody Police, for today's Police Blotter Report.